The Miniaturist, written and read by Jesse Burton.
The circle breaks apart as the pallbearers push their way in. As the coffin is lowered into the hole without ceremony, the girl moves towards the edge. She tosses a posy of flowers down into the dark, and a starling beats its wings, scaling up the church's whitewashed wall. Heads turn, distracted, but the girl does not flinch. And neither does the woman in the choir stall, both of them watching the arc of petals as Pelikon intones his final prayer. As the pallbearers slide the new slab into place, a maidservant kneels by the vanishing dark. She starts to sob, and when the exhausted girl does nothing to check these rising tears, this lack of dignity and order is noted with a tut. Two women, dressed in silk, stand near the choir stall and whisper between themselves. That kind of behaviour is why we're here in the first place, one murmurs. If they're like this in public, they must behave like wild animals indoors, her friend replies. True, but what I wouldn't give to be a fly on that wall. Bzz, bzz. They stifle a giggle, and in the choir stall the woman notices how her knuckle has turned white upon the moral misery cord. With the church floor sealed once again, the circle dissolves, the dead at bay. The girl, like a stained glass saint fallen from the church's window, acknowledges the uninvited hypocrites. These people start to chatter as they exit towards the city's winding streets, followed eventually by the girl and her maid, who move silently, arm in arm, along the nave and out. Most of the men will be going back to their desks and counters because keeping Amsterdam afloat takes constant work. Hard grind got us the glory, the saying goes, but sloth will slide us back into the sea. And these days, the rising waters feel so near.